Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Trevor Castle. We're catching up with Central College head softball coach George Wares. The Dutch recently returned from their spring trip to Kentucky this year and is currently on the season are 6-2, a 4-0 trip to Kentucky, four other games wiped out because of weather. But coach, thanks so much for joining us. And I guess eight games into this 2025 season, what's the kind of status check on the Dutch?
Pretty solid. I mean, it's different, but we knew it was going to be. You know, once we committed to going to Costa Rica, which we would not take back, you know, the experience of that, you know, we had to change some other things from a standpoint of where we traveled and all that. And we knew when we went to Kentucky, the fields we played on, you know, pretty solid. And, you know, the outfield was grass and the infield turf, which was kind of odd. I guess Simpson has that too, but it's just a different situation. But the competition was really good. You know, unfortunately, you know, we were undefeated, which is fortunate, but what beat us was the weather. And so we had four opportunities to play against some quality teams that we lost. And so now we're kind of in that different world. You know, we usually play so many games in Arizona, the leadoff, where, you know, we're scrambling to put together a few more games. But, you know, it's a lot easier to do that when you're looking at 6-2 and feel good about it versus 2-6 and unsure about it.
What is the best thing about this team so far this year?
We're really fast, you know, and it sounds strange because we usually are, this may be as fast as we've been from top to bottom, and not just home to one, but on the bases, and they're really picking up, you know, what they need to do in terms of making the right read to get the extra 60 feet and so forth. And then the two, you know, obviously Anya's the smart pinch runner, for lack of a better word, situationally, and then we've got two freshmen that can just fly, so we can put a couple of those in. And you know, as I told you when we played in St. Louis, it's kind of, you know, they ask a question. I said, when the ball's hit, just run, Forrest, run, you know, because just go as fast as you can. But they're starting to understand a little bit more the nuances of base running at this level. So that's a biggie. And then our offense, you know, as you expect, when you see more live pitching, it came to life some. Mariah, you know, Parton just really took off. Kind of continued, to be honest, but was hitting it better. I think the average is a little more real now. Again, she had some bloop singles and so forth. And Carly Underwood got much better. And our quality at-bats from top to bottom just improved quite a bit. So we're optimistic there. And the move, you know, putting Haley Bach at short and moving Larissa Miller to second, you know, we thought it might be temporary. And we can go back and forth if we need to because of a sore arm or something, but that's clearly our best look there up the middle. And then it's a together group, you know, which we always think is important. And the big question is going to be, what do we do pitching in general? You know, last year we were spoiled, you know, Sydney could give us some innings, and anytime Beck or Sydney got in trouble, it was okay, Chabon, go pitch us out of it, and we don't have that this year. So it just means Beck's going to have to do a little more. We're going to have to work through some situations where we could have taken her out. And then Riley Van Wyk, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised with her consistency. But, you know, when she gave up the home run, her first runs of the year, actually, you know, we tried to go through a second time, and it obviously didn't work. So I think she's kind of limited right now to one time through the lineup. So for us to get to where we want, we need to get into the postseason. And to get to the postseason, we definitely need Jaden Hoosman or Chloe Doherty to just elevate some. They don't have to be great. They just have to elevate some to give us a few more innings in the regular season.
And maybe the pitching, what is the biggest concern of this team, and if there's others as well?
Well, that would be a big in. And not that we're not good in pitching, but, you know, we're comparing it to trying to become an elite team, yeah. You know. So so our pitching is good enough for right now, but we want it to be better, obviously. Probably the other concern is just staying healthy. You know, we've been spoiled in the last couple of years with some depth at certain positions. We may not have quite as much of that. And, you know, when you've got Jensen coming back from the knee injury, she's still, I don't think, quite 100% in terms of speed. And maybe she never will be. Maybe it's going to slow her down enough that this is how fast we are that we might actually pinch run for her, you know. And then, you know, we've had the other nagging things. Riley Duncan, she plays so hard, you know, but we've got Emma Lennox there. But I think depth in general. And then just, you know, now that we're in this situation of where we don't have 6 or 7 or 8 games in Arizona, being able to handle a different type of schedule where we think we're going to play them, we're not. You know, you always get that in Iowa, but we're going to have that more. So it's just going to be, okay, we're ready to play. No, we're not. The other team can't because it's raining there. And So I think adjusting to that kind of situation, but we've talked about it because we thought it might happen. You know, when we saw the schedule where we weren't going to go to Arizona, there's always a chance you're going to lose some games when you don't go to a more guaranteed warm spot or dry spot. So we've kind of prepared them for that, and we've really taken the theme of road warriors a little more this year. We're not going to be as home quite as much. And then also just no excuses. You know, I mean, if somebody calls us in 2 hours from now and they want to play in 3 hours from now, okay, if we can get there, we'll play, you know. We don't need to get our full 40 in. You know, we've talked about that before. You know, it's not about how many games you win. It's what your winning percentage is. But we'd like to, number one, because that's the reason we do it, right? So you've got a senior class that's done, and we want to give as many games as we can in the regular season and hopefully a deep run in the postseason.
Couple more minutes with George Ware, as head coach of the Central College softball team, on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Speaking of the weather and the games and having to be flexible, even our next game that's scheduled for Sunday at St. Ben's up in Minnesota, as I understand it, is not going to happen on Sunday in Minnesota. So that flexibility is already underway.
Yeah, and you know, again, people that don't get spring coaching, you know, we've been behind the scenes like 7 hours, you know, talking to different coaches and seeing, because if somebody gets rained out and we get rained out, then we'll just go play. Well, you got to find days, right? Because you can't change a conference date. So, yeah, St. Ben's, and we have a really good relationship with Rachel and that coaching staff. So the weather, they're actually playing Warburg on Saturday. And the weather's pretty good, but then Sunday it's like 39 with a wind chill of 32, and we just said, no, let's not do that. Now, they might come down here, you know, depending on how much rain we get. Unfortunately, the rain sounds overnight Saturday and early Monday or Sunday morning, but that's still a possibility. The only thing we know for sure is we're not playing there. We might play them here on Sunday. If we don't play it, then we've moved that to the early part of May. As a reschedule date. And if we don't play them, then we're working on three different teams that have a doubleheader against another team, and we're trying to beg our way into a triangular. So team one, team two, you know, if we're team three, we'd like to go, and then you play a round robin. And I think we'll find somebody that's in agreement of that, and we would do that on a Saturday. And just, you know, we've got to travel 4.5 hours or whatever to play. We're going to have to do that. That's kind of where we are this year.
Well, we peeled Coach away for 7 minutes from his begging session today. Good luck finding games, Coach. Catch you down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot, Trevor.
That's George Wares, head coach of the Central College softball team. And I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS.